Good morning, I'm Brian Moline. It's 8:49 and time for today's opening commodity market report. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. He'll update us on what's happening since the markets reopen at 8:30 and tell us what to expect for the rest of today leading into the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll also hear from meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. He's got quite a bit to talk about with a winter storm bringing heavy rain to the southeastern plains and Midwest, plus ice and snow to the western and central plains. We'll see what effect this has on the market. Probably not a lot. Harvest mostly done. Producers have been through this all before. On the soybean side of things today, USDA announced that 190,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans were sold to unknown destinations for 2015-16. Before the announcement, January soybeans were slightly lower early today, still quietly holding a small gain for the week with lots of unanswered questions ahead. Let's take a look at the numbers here quickly. And it looks like soybeans since the 8:30 reopened slightly higher, really up just a fraction for the most part. January beans are up 1.25 at 8.65. Meanwhile, on the corn side, modestly higher as well. Gains anywhere from 1.25 to 2.25 here since that 8:30 open. Winter wheat up 3.75 for both the December and March, and Chicago wheat is trading up marginally, up 0.25 to 1.5 in early trading. On the livestock side, cattle up anywhere from 35 to 40 on the live cattle. The feeders up from 45 to 70, and lean hogs trading higher as well, anywhere from 32.5 to 52.5 here since the 8:30 reopen. Right now at 8:51, we're at 46 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's time to check the forecast for the growing areas with meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest today are mostly quite favorable with no meaningful precipitation expected, but there will be a few showers that will evolve in some of the westernmost parts of the Corn Belt as we get into the late afternoon and evening. As we go through the Thursday through Saturday time period, there's a good chance that we'll see widespread precipitation occurring across the region, and some of it will be quite heavy. If you recall, there is a tropical cyclone off the west coast of Mexico, and that has become a Hurricane Sandra, and Sandra will spread its rain across Mexico and into Texas and parts of neighboring Oklahoma and Missouri as we get into the Thursday and Friday time period. The moisture will then work its way further to the east and north, impacting portions of the lower eastern Midwest as well as the northern sections of the U.S. Delta region. These areas will all see a fair amount of rain. In fact, too much rain in quite a few locations. We'll look for the totals from parts of central Texas and southeast eastern half of Oklahoma into Missouri and some neighboring areas in the northern delta to range anywhere from 2 to around 5 inches. The precipitation will result in some flooding since the ground is still saturated from previous heavier rain events that have impacted some of the same region. The precipitation in the rest of the Midwest may not be nearly as impressive, but we will still see rain and a few thunderstorms impacting quite a few locations as we move through the holiday weekend. The majority of the precipitation in Ohio, Indiana, northern Illinois, and eastern sections of Iowa will probably end up running from about a half inch to an inch and a half. There may be some locally greater amounts, but it's going to be southern portions of Illinois, southwestern Indiana, Kentucky, and areas from Missouri back to Texas that will probably see the greatest amounts of precipitation. After the storm system passes, there will be a small disturbance in the northern U.S. plains that will generate a little bit of light snowfall as we move through the latter part of the coming weekend and into the early part of next week. At the same time, there will be a possible redevelopment of storminess down in parts of the delta and will shift into the southeastern states as we get into the early part of next week. This resurgence of precipitation could create some additional concerns about heavy rainfall, and we'll probably see some potential for change in the forecast as we move through the weekend. Most of the significant rains in the lower Mississippi River Basin with this second event will actually occur during midweek next week, and the southeastern states would be impacted at the end of next week. The lowermost parts of the Midwest could pick up a little bit of precipitation from this event, but again, I caution you that perhaps this system will be weaker in future forecast model runs, and we shouldn't expect to see it too much in the way of significant precipitation for the Midwest. Our temperature bias over the next few days will be trending a little bit on the cooler side after the heavier rain event passes through the region, but most of the Midwest will continue to see a very favorable temperature distribution. Highs today will be in the 40s in the north, 50s and lower 60s in the south. Tomorrow and on Friday, we'll see colder air pushing into the western Corn Belt, and highs will be limited to the 30s on Friday in much of the west. While the eastern Midwest will see temperatures still in the 40s and 50s, with maybe some 60-degree readings near the Ohio River. The cooler air will win out as we get into the latter part of the weekend, but the air mass will be moderating as well, and highs will be mostly in the 30s north and 40s south, with a few 50s near the Ohio River at that point. Lowest temperatures at night in the heart of the Midwest will probably be occurring over the weekend, when we'll see some teens and 20s in the northwest and 20s and 30s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
It's 8:55, 46 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. It's time to take a look at the commodity markets with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. And it looks like things trading here in a fairly narrow range in the early going.
Sure thing, Brian. Glad to be with you again. And I think that's exactly right. Prices this morning are stable, but I do think they've got a little bit of a firming bias. Currently, we have December corn trading at 365 and a quarter, up a penny. March corn, 371 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. And next December corn, 393 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. In the Soyplex, January beans are 866, up 2 1/4 this morning. December meal is up 70 cents at 284.50 a ton. And December soybean oil is at 28.31, steady on the day. The Chicago wheat, December 484, down a fraction at quarter of a cent. March wheat, 489 and 3/4, up a penny and a quarter. And next July, $5 even, up 3. Kansas City wheat, 460 and 3/4, up 3 1/4. Minneapolis December wheat, 515, up 5 1/2. And the hog market currently up 27 to 50 cents. And the cattle market likewise up 15 to 30 cents. Livestock markets seem to be pretty well supported here. Looking at our news, want to take a moment and thank everyone who attended and contributed to the Farm Asset Conference in Normal yesterday. Great meeting and great content. As we enter the holiday season, most of the commodity markets appear to be at the lower end of their relative trading range. The dollar and equity markets, however, are near the upper part of the trading range. We're inclined to think that commodities are in a position to advance in value over the next several weeks, not aggressively, but enough to challenge the resolve of the large contingent of short position holders present in the commodity markets today. Keep in mind that volume typically declines between now and the end of the year, allowing larger blocks of business to have a larger influence on price movement. Another thing to keep in mind short-term is that December futures go into delivery next Monday. In our view, corn in particular could be a vehicle for moving corn from the well-supplied areas into corn deficit areas. The tough part of this is going to be the west-to-east logistics. Here again, that comes out on Monday. Equity markets will be focusing on holiday sales volume already under the magnifying glass and the likelihood of Fed raising interest rates in December. Dollar trade is being supported by talk of higher interest rates as well as increased global tension in both Europe and the Middle East. Interesting to note this morning that the crude is down in the wake of the stronger dollar and is shrugging off political tension in other areas of the world. We hope everybody has a safe travels and a great Thanksgiving. Thanks. This is Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report. You have a great Thanksgiving as well. We appreciate all your work here on WILL, and glad everyone had a good time yesterday at the Ag Assets Conference over in Normal, Illinois. Taking a look at what's happening on Wall Street here in the early going this morning, Dow is up 19 points in early trading at 17,831. The NASDAQ is up 10 at 5,113, and the S&P 500 trading slightly higher, up 2 points at 2,091. Weather here locally, a nice day today, mostly sunny skies, the high 54 degrees, south winds 10 to 20, gusting up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Cloudy skies tonight, our first chance of rain of many here over the next several days. Temperatures nearly steady in the upper 40s. Tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy skies, a 50% chance of rain, the high 59 degrees, south winds 15 to 20. Rain in the forecast for tomorrow night with Near steady temperatures in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain continues for Friday. Temperatures will fall through the day into the low 40s by late afternoon. And the winds will shift around to the north as well. And it looks like rain will stay in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Highs for Saturday and Sunday will be stuck in the 40s. 46 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition coming up here on AM 580, followed by Big Picture Science at 10 o'clock and Fresh Air at 11. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD1 and HD3, Urbana, online at will.illinois.edu.